Okay, today we're going to Be'ez Hashem conclude the first parak of Maseches Maestros, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. And what we're doing is we're continuing to discuss at what point things become so completely processed that you're not even allowed to snack from them without taking Shumos and Maestros first. So we're going to talk about wine, we're going to talk about oil, we've already spoken about fruits and dried fruits and grains and things like that. So it says the Mishnah, Hayayin Misha Yekapeh. Wine is only fully processed once you skim it off, meaning what happens is they would make the wine by putting a whole bunch of grapes on like this board that was like sort of on an angle. They would step all over the grapes to crush them, and then the grape juice would flow through a pipe from that board, with you know, which was slanted downward, so it would all go through this pipe and end up in like this bowl, in like this large bowl. Once it was in the large bowl, then it fermented there for a little bit, the seeds and the peels would rise to the top, and then they would skim the seeds and the peels off of the top. So when you skim the seeds and the peels off of the top, once it's in that bowl that's at the bottom, bowl is probably not the right word to use, more like a bar. It's like this huge thing. So afal pi shekapa, and even once you've already skimmed it, kolet minagasa eliona minatzino v'shosa, you can still take from the wine that's on the board that you had stepped on, and you can still take it from the pipe that it was going through, because that stuff had not yet been fully processed. And what about oil? Hashemen mishiyeri luuka. Oil is considered to be fully processed once it goes down into the uka, which is where shemen would end up when they would process it. The way they would process shemen is that they would take a bunch of olives and they would crush them to soften them. They would just pound them and crush them, and then they would put them in bags, in like these like, you know, sometimes like people put vegetables in a soup or things like that, in like a netting kind of bag. So they would in order to filter it out, so they would have they would put it in these bags that were made like netting, and then they would press down on the bags and the oil would come out through the holes of the bags and land in this uka. So once the oil is in this uka, is in this big bowl at the bottom, so then it becomes completely, it's considered to be completely processed. Afal pi sheyarad, but even after it's already gone down into that uka, notel min ha'ekel, you're still allowed to take oil from the bags themselves, because they haven't flowed all the way down. So they're not, the oil that's in the bag still is not fully processed. Umi bein hamemel, and you're allowed to take oil from under the stone if while you were crushing it, some got attached to the stone, because that part wasn't fully processed. Umi bein hapatzim, and from between the boards of the oil, of the olive press, because that also never flowed down all the way. V'nosin l'chamitul tamchoy, and you're allowed to take that oil and put it on a hot wafer or on a hot dish. That's not in a kli rishon. Avaloyitein lakadera v'lalafis v'lalafas k'shein rotchin. But you're not allowed to put the oil into a pot or a frying pan even if it's no longer on the fire, because it's a kli rishon shalo al gabei esh, and that's going to cook it. Meaning the point is that you're allowed to continue to snack from the oil if it's not fully processed. But remember, we mentioned in yesterday's shiur that there are certain things that even if it's not fully processed, there are certain events that will make it usher to snack from, like if Shabbos comes or if you sell it. So one of those things is if you cook it. So if you're putting it in a kli rishon that's boiling hot, even if it's no longer al gabei ha'esh, so that's what the Mishnah is saying, that's enough to cook it to make it usher to make it usher to snack from. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, "L'kalunosin chutz midavar sheyesh bo chometz v'tzir," that you could put it even in a kli rishon shlo gabei esh. That's not going to cook it unless there's vinegar or brine in that kli rishon, because then it turns it into kalei habishul, and it makes it something that's much easier to cook. Obviously, this is very much nogea to other areas of halacha as well. This mishnah has to be learned in concert with hilchos Shabbos and hilchos bishul basu b'chalav and hilchos kasher and kelim and the like. But we're defining what's called bishul over here. That if that we have machlokas tanaim, if something is put in a kli rishon shelo al gabei esh, is that considered that it becomes mevushal? So the Tanakhama says no. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Tanakhama says yes. That's considered mevushal. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's not considered mevushal unless there's some ingredient in it that makes it more likely to be mevushal. Now Mishnah Ches is going to continue to discuss different items
that are dried out, that we already discussed dried fruits, dried pomegranates, dried raisins, when they become chayiv in Maisos, to the extent that you're not even allowed to snack from it. But now we're going to talk about figs, because what they would do with dried figs was different than what you would do with dried pomegranates and dried raisins. They wouldn't just pile them up, they would make fig cakes out of them, or they would take the dried figs and they would press them tightly into a barrel or something. So if you have a fig cake, dried figs, so it's only considered to be fully processed once you smooth it out with some other juices on the outside. They'll put like a shellac on it, like a, you know, an edible shellac, a glaze on it to make it look more appealing and shiny. So only when they did that is it considered to be fully processed. But not only that, you're allowed to use juices of tevel in order to shellac it, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't do that, because that's considered that you're using tevel juice. Tanakama says, nah, it's not really juice, it's totally batel. All you're doing is using it as a shellac, you're not really using it as a juice. But Rabbi Yehuda holds it, that's still considered to be a juice. Another machlokes, hamachlik ba'anavim lo huchshar. If you use grapes to shellac this fig cake, it's not machshir the kabbaltum of the fig cake. But Rabbi Yehuda omer huchshar, yes it is, meaning again, same machlokas. Is it considered to be that this is a real juice? If it's considered a real juice, so Rabbi Yehuda had said that therefore you're not allowed to use tevel juice because it's a real tevel, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's machshir the kabbaltum because it's a real juice, whereas the Tanakama is l'shitaso, that it's not considered a real juice, that it's considered to be completely batel, null and void from the outset. Now the Mishnah goes back to the original discussion of when things become chayiv in maestros, hagro gros misha yaduf, dried figs that you're not going to make into a cake, you're just going to put them in a barrel, so once you squash them into a barrel, that's considered the gemar malach, where you're not allowed to snack from them. Umagura misha yagel, and if you don't put them in a barrel, and you put them in a storage facility instead, so once you smooth out the pile there, so then it's considered to be fully processed. Hayadash b'chavis magal umagura, if let's say you were in the middle of pressing figs into the barrel, you're in the middle of smoothing out the pile that's in the storage facility, and then all of a sudden, nishbara hachavis, the barrel breaks, and the figs go flying all over the place. Niftacha magura, the storage container opens up, the storage house opens up, and the figs go flying everywhere. So lo yochal me'amarai, those figs are considered to be fully processed already, because they were already pressed into the barrel. They were already piled up in the storage facility, and therefore, you're not even allowed to snack from them. But Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says, yes, you can, because they were not fully processed. They're not fully processed until the barrel is full of pressed figs. The fact that you have figs pressed in the bottom of the barrel, those figs are not finished yet until the figs on top of them continue to press down on them. So what they seem to be arguing about is whether the figs that you're going to continue to fill the barrel with have any impact on the figs that are already in the barrel. Meaning, do we say whatever's already in the barrel is already Nigmar Malachto, or do we say that it's not Nigmar Malachto until you put stuff on top of it, which is going to press down on it? So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zion, we learned about when the Gemar Malacha happens with wine and with oil. So with wine, it's once it's in the bowl that the wine lands in, and you've already skimmed off the dregs. But whatever wine didn't make it that far down the process is not yet Nigmar Malachto. When it comes to oil, it's once it's also down in the bowl, but whatever didn't make it that far is also not called Nigmar Malachto. And then we discussed what's the Geder of Bishul, what's the definition of Bishul when it comes to oil, because once the oil is mavushal, it's going to be usher to snack from it. So that was a machlokas, whether putting it into a kli rishon shlo gabei ha'esh is automatically considered bishul. Then in Mishnah Ches, we spoke about figs. So we said that figs, it's once you glaze it, that it's considered to be nigmar malachto and usher to snack from. And we had two machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, but they're really both the same issue. And that is that the juice that you use for glazing, is that considered considered a real juice or not. So the two machlokas is the two ramifications of that they argue about are: is it can you use tevel? Can you use juices of tevel? And is it machshil kabel tuma? And then we said that when it comes to dried figs that are already pressed into the bottom of a barrel or into a storage facility, but the barrel or the storage facility hasn't been filled up yet, that was a further machlokas tanaim, whether those that have already been pressed in are considered to be a gemar malacha, they're considered to have already experienced a gemar malacha, where you're not allowed to snack from it, or not yet considered to have experienced a gemar malacha, and therefore you are allowed to snack from it. Okay, we'll stop there. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis of Maseches Maestros.